again, Laura Vogt, the Associate Director for Marketing and Communications for the College of Engineering and the host of the Not-So-Secret Guide to Being a Berkeley Engineer. This week, I'm excited to introduce one of our Engineering Student Service Advisors, Shaniqua Butcher, and we're going to provide some registration tips since everyone's going to be registering next week. Hi, Shaniqua. Welcome to the podcast.
Hi, Laura. Thank you.
Please tell us more about yourself and what your role is in ESS.
Well, I am a college advisor in ESS, and I advise mechanical majors with last names A through R. I have actually been on campus working for about 15 years now, so I'm pretty well seasoned.
Well, thank you again for joining us today. So we're going to start doing tips and tricks together. I think it was 7 years ago during our initial thing of what we did with students coming on campus in June. Wow. And I just think it's crazy. So although we deliver the information differently now, some of the tips have stayed the same. So first, let's talk about dates. Our transfer students will be registering July 14th. And freshmen are on July 16th. And so please check your Cal Central for your registration appointment time.
Yeah, all students should have completed Golden Bear Advising and be working with your ESS advisor about your proposed schedules. If you haven't been contacted yet, you will be before your registration appointment. So hold for that. If you have not completed GBA, then you might actually have a hold on your registration and you'll need to finish it and have your proposed schedule reviewed by your ESS advisor before you'll be able to register. If you have any concerns or questions about this hold, please email your advisor or ess@berkeley.edu.
So let's jump into our tips. Our tip number one, first of all, and very importantly, please be aware that all colleges on campus have different requirements, different deadlines, and the course requirements you can fulfill with your exams might not be the same. So I've got two examples for you. The first one, if you're rooming with a letters and science student, their minimum unit requirement is 13 units each semester, whereas the College of Engineering requires 12 units. So if somebody's telling you that you don't have enough, you're not registered for enough units, figure out what college they're in. It might just be that discrepancy. And a second example, AP English only fulfills the reading and composition A requirement for engineering, but it fulfills A and B for letters and sciences. So make sure that the information you need or the information that you need about the College of Engineering policy and requirements are on our website, engineering.berkeley.edu/guide. If you have any questions about requirements that AP, IB, or A-level exams fulfill, you can check engineering.berkeley.edu/exams. And if you have any questions about the reading and comp requirement, check engineering.berkeley.edu/HSS. And I'll have links to all of these on our podcast website as well. If you're ever unsure after checking our website about the requirements, feel free to email your ESS advisor.
Okay, tip number two, don't make your first semester schedule too heavy. Many of the program plans show a 15 to 17 unit semester each semester. If you have tested out of or have already completed some of the courses, you may consider taking fewer units each semester. Keep in mind that for your first enrollment phase, you can register for up to 17 and a half units. And once the semester begins, you can drop a class if you realize that it's too much. A note of caution is that some classes have early drop deadlines, like physics, for example. The early drop deadline is a week and a half after classes begin. A great way to stay on top of these deadlines is to read our weekly newsletter, which will be sent to you to your berkeley.edu email address from ess@berkeley.edu.
And tip number three. If you're already thinking about potentially changing your major, you can let your ESS advisor know, but the discussion should happen through an appointment in the fall when you arrive. For now, College of Engineering policy states that every engineering student must be enrolled in two technical courses towards their current major. So not to worry though, almost all of the majors have courses in common, such as math, physics, and possibly even chemistry.
Tip number four. Chemistry lectures and labs sometimes cause a little confusion because Chem 1A and 1AL are two different classes. It may be confusing to see that 1AL has a lecture, but that is only the lecture for the lab. You still have to take a Chem 1A if both are required for your major. we strongly suggest taking the lab in the same semester with the lecture, even though the lab may be taken in the following semester. The material in both courses is complementary, which makes things easier in the long run.
And tip number five, let's talk about the waitlist. If you have the choice of enrolling in a course, lab, or discussion section at a less desirable time or day, we strongly advise you enroll if it means you know you have a seat in the class. Being in the class is much more important than not getting into the class at all. So some courses, they don't even offer waitlists, such as physics and math, and you're only able to enroll in a course if there's a spot open in the lecture and a discussion lab section. If you do have to go on a waitlist, choose the lab or discussion section with the fewest number of students on the waitlist, and that's going to give you a better chance of getting into the course. You might also be placed on a waitlist if you don't meet the reserve seats requirement.
Yes, let's talk more about the reserve seat requirement with tip number six. If you are having problems registering for a class and you get an error or are automatically placed on the waitlist, it might be because there is a reserve cap. Need a refresher on what a reserve cap is? There are open seats reserved for students based on select criteria, such as major or class level. For example, EEC 16A has a capacity of 1,032 students. While we're taping this podcast, there were 930 open seats, but already 118 students on the waitlist. That means the students on the waitlist didn't fit into one of the open reserve seats category. EEC 16A has quite a few reserved seats, including 400 for EECs freshmen or new transfers and 4 for upper class engineering science students. To check reserve caps, you can check the course on classes.berkeley.edu or click the I button in Schedule Planner. The reserve caps will be listed there.
And tip number 7, avoid time conflicts when making your schedule. There are a few exceptions to this rule, but overall you want to make sure that you can attend all your classes. Plus, if you have a class at the same time, you'll most likely have your final at the same time, and instructors do not have to make arrangements for you if you can't make it to the posted final time.
Which leads us into tip number 8. It might seem like a long way away, but when scheduling your courses, make sure you don't have a final exam conflict. Exceptions are not made and instructors do not offer a second exam time, so you will miss the final exam. We have heard that rumor that you don't have to take more than 2 exams each day during finals week. This is not true. There is no limit on the number of exams you can take in one day.
And tip number 9, the swap function in CalCentral is great if you have a preferred course you want to take and the only option is to be put on the waitlist. Instead, you can enroll in an alternate course and tell the system to swap you into the preferred course if a seat opens up. Basically, swapping will automatically take you off the waitlist for your preferred course and drop you from the course you originally registered for. And tip 9.5, we suggest if you want to use the swap function that it's the last thing you do when registering. Otherwise, if you're close to the unit cap and do the swap first, you'll not be able to add another course. The system will see the swap option as part of your total number of units. However, if you've signed up for all your courses or are at the unit cap, then do the swap, the system will not read it as going over the unit cap.
Tip number 10, we've been asked if you can take math courses out of order. Math 1A is a prerequisite to Math 1B, and you do need to have completed both 1A and 1B before taking either Math 53 or Math 54. However, Math 53 is not a prerequisite for Math 54. You can take these classes in whatever order you choose. Be aware that some classes require Math 53 as a prereq or concurrent course, such as Physics 7B. So in those cases, you'll have to take the math class that is required.
Tip number 11, be flexible. When Shaniqua and I used to do this piece live, we had the craziest picture of somebody being very flexible doing a yoga pose. But we need you to be flexible. So when you make your schedule in Schedule Planner, it may have had the perfect gaps in between classes and sections, but the reality is that you may not get your first choice lecture or section. As we talked about earlier, it's better to get into an open class than to waitlist into a course that's full and risk not getting in at all. You've all had that 8 a.m. or even earlier classes with zero periods. Sometimes to get the class you want, you'll need to be flexible with the times. And also, please be sure to schedule in time to eat, sleep, and hang out with friends.
Tip number 12, our final tip, might be the most important of all tips. If you have a problem registering, please send a ticket to Cal Student Central right away. They are the folks running the registration software and can often help and or understand the problem faster than advisors. The link to submit a ticket will be on the welcomeengineer.berkeley.edu website.
And that's it. That's our 12 tips for you. So thank you so much, Shaniqua, for joining me today.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
And I know the students are going to appreciate some extra tips for getting ready to register next week. And thank you, students, for listening to the Not So Secret Guide to Being a Berkeley Engineer. Bye.